Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share winning a nation in a day. We're talking about God wants to touch the entire world, and he's saving Muslims. He's saving saving people everywhere.
Yeah.
And this is so exciting. This is so exciting. We're talking about can a nation be won in a day? I say yes. Nations can be won in a day.
Amen.
But right now, Charisma News is actually reporting on a global outreach day that occurred last month. Actually, it was a global outreach day which mobilized Christians to share the gospel in over 200 nations. That's huge.
Wow.
200 nations. Christians were just, they're going out in full force in one day to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the second annual global outreach day. I mean, you heard about an outreach around the block or outreach in your city. This is global outreach, and its vision is to mobilize Christians, like I said, in more than 200 nations to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to every corner of the world.
Amen.
A whole bunch of ministries were involved in this outreach, but it's so cool. I mean, it's really exciting to see what's going on with this. You know, we need to increase our vision.
Mm-hmm.
We need to increase our vision to say, hey, we're not just going to win a few or just a couple of crusades or the one man gang and the And listen, it's going to take all of us to bring in this huge harvest. Acts 1:8 says that you shall receive power and the Holy Spirit's come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and to the end of the earth.
Yeah, all right.
To the end of the earth. And the Holy Spirit will empower us, but we need to get in tune with what the Spirit of God is doing. You know, I always say, let's not ask God to bless what we're doing. Let's just do what God is blessing.
Yeah.
I think that's a better strategy, you know.
Right.
But I think that's the way for us to go. And I love this quote. One of the leaders is saying, no preacher is coming. No preacher is coming. The whole church is going out. My goodness, this is what we need to be about. No preacher is coming. The whole church is coming out. And that's when we're going to see the harvest come
that's
in.
Right.
We're going to see the harvest come in when it takes every single one of us, every one of God's children, believers, people that know Jesus, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, going out together.
That's right.
To share the love of God. It's not about just the preacher, man. Come on. It's about every man, every woman in Christ reaching out to their neighbors, reaching out to their coworkers, reaching out to the people that they do business with.
Right.
And sharing the love of God, because God loves them. God truly, truly loves them. They said that this global outreach last year saw more than 8 million Christians. Listen, this 8 million Christians involved in worldwide evangelizing. And they saw they were trying to reach, those 8 million were trying to reach about 25 million people. And the reports say that about 3 million salvations, people came to the Lord as a result.
Wow.
You think about 3 million people coming to the Lord in a day?
Wow.
In a day? And it's time. It's time. They said a 19-year-old man, mobilized Christians in more than 300 Brazilian cities. 300.
Wow.
A red light district in Indonesia was reached with the gospel, and it's no longer a red light district anymore.
Wow.
Praise God.
How awesome is that? They said that there was extraordinary miracles that have taken place, and in fact, many doctors actually gave their life to the Lord as a result of these outreaches.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's time to increase our vision and to see that, listen, we can do this.
Yeah.
You know, with God, you know, we have a majority. And this is his heartbeat. This is the Lord. This is the church's work. This is the business of the church, if you will.
Amen.
It's to seek and save what was lost, not just the lost, but seek and save, you know, what was lost. That's what Jesus came to do. And he's restoring everything. He's restoring everything, but we have to have our priorities in place. We're not seeking to win the loss for no other reason but to bring God's children, lost children, back to Him, bringing them back to the Father. That's why we're. This is that's the heartbeat of God. Mm-hmm. That's the heartbeat of God. Listen, He has invested everything.
Amen.
Everything, even His one and only Son, so that people would come after Him. And so how could we do any less? And so when I think about that, it just stirs my heart. Hopefully it stirs yours. I know it does.
Amen. Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about it, it's just like, how often have we been praying? It's like, God, give us the nations. God, give us the nations. And, you know, end abortion, send revival. And it's just like, God is reviving this generation. And I think about one of the recent segments of just that Bible study in a high school that half the high school is now meeting just to talk about the Word of God and having Bible study. This generation, God is moving powerfully. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to this right now, there is a reason why God gave you breath during this generation. Why did you not live when they were writing on papyrus, when they were circumventing the wheel?
Yeah.
Because God has a purpose right now.
Yeah.
This is a moment. This is not an accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, though, what are you choosing your life to live for?
Yeah.
Because God created you for greater things than you can even fathom.
Yeah.
And somebody once said, I don't know who said this, it's like, you want your life to matter. And I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, find out what God's doing and devote your life to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because God is doing a powerful thing amongst the nations right now. And it's only, and this is just the beginning.
Yeah, and it really is. It really is. And you find that so many people around the world are they're searching, they're looking. They want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And listen, if the truth lives in you, let him out.
Amen.
Let him out. if the truth lives in you, let him out and share him with the world.
Amen.
You know, the truth, his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And salvation is here, Jesus. And listen, there's no greater name. There's no greater name. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord. One day, hopefully it'll be before they pass away, but they will confess him as Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you, there's nothing more beautiful. There's nothing more exciting than to see a person who was once going straight to hell. There's no other way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Turn and give their life and give their heart to God. You know, I'm thinking of a person right now that was in a bad shape. Was addicted to drugs, in and out of rehab, just down and out, depressed. And it's a beautiful thing. She's come to find the Lord.
Praise God.
And it's amazing. Facebook posts change. I mean, it's like scripture upon scripture. And it's just absolutely beautiful to see the change in this person's life. I mean, it's just like, it's life. It's life because this person's life was just doom. It was gloom. I mean, it was really, really sad. It was really sad. And seeing her give her life to God and seeing such an amazing change and impact God has had in her own life and even her conversation, that's what God does. He comes just to fully take over. Just to, you know, the Word of God says that if any man be in Christ, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new.
Amen.
That old person, that old man, that old woman is dead and gone. And there's a new person that God is bringing forth, and that's really who you are. You become alive to God. Your spirit has been born again, and now you're connecting and relating to God.
Mm-hmm.
God!
Amen.
And so, my goodness, 200 nations? 200 nations? Mm-hmm. What would happen? What would happen if every believer in your city was committed just to reach a neighbor? Just to reach it, he said, I am going to reach at least one of my neighbors. However long it takes, I'm going to love them into the kingdom. What would happen?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen? I tell you what would happen. It'd be and a great awakening would occur.
Right.
We have to get out of that comfort and convenience and say, God, I want to do your will. I want to do what you have called me to do. I just don't want to live this life on accident. I want to live this life on purpose for you. Because let me tell you something, there's nothing more exciting than to be right smack dab in the middle of God's will. There's nothing more depressing to be out of God's will. Has anyone done, Pat? Is there any testimony? Okay, you don't want to share on that?
Stay away from those
times. You don't want to share on that right now? No, no personal experience. Chris is awfully quiet here right now. Okay. sorry I brought you up. Sorry. Steve is perfect. He's never been outside of God's will, so.
Is God.
We can't measure.
This is God.
We can't
measure. This is the new creation.
Oh, we can't measure to that perfect flow there. But anyway.
No.
There's nothing like being out of God's will, nothing like being in God's will. I've done both. I like being in God's will. Yeah. I like being in His plan because that's the safe place to be. That's the good place to be. And I have hope. I have hope for America. I have hope for the world. Let me tell you something. As long as you have breath and as long as you have life on this earth and as long as you have made Jesus the Lord, let the truth out. Let salvation out. Let the Lord do what He's going to do through your life and be willing to reach someone. Listen, heaven's going to be filled with people, every tribe, every tongue. There's going to be all types of worship, eclectic style. It's going to be wonderful. You want to know that somebody up in here was because you told them about Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You want to know. I brought somebody to the party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I brought someone into the kingdom. The Bible says that he who wins souls is wise.
Amen.
And I'm going to enjoy that day. And I'm hoping you can too. And that's why we're here on VFN Radio. We're keeping the conversation light because we want to see as many people as possible to come into the full revelation of who Jesus is, that He wants to be their Lord, their Savior, their very best friend, and so that they can live in eternity with Him. Heaven is going to be glorious, and we want to see everyone there. Here's the goal. Heaven full, hell empty. That's what we want to see. That's exactly what we want to see.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.